You talked to Ben on Friday about the positives of the defeat against South Shields, the quality of football that we're seeing in patches. You also said that you knew today was going to be a very different game against a very different type of team, and we couldn't have got off to a worse possible start.
Listen, he's been...
Don't step any further back, though, by the way, because I don't want you falling.
I've got to say, Paddy Wharton's been immaculate this season, absolutely, and... You know, he's made a mistake and you could see that he was distraught. It affected him all game, but I've just put my arms around him in there and I said, you've been incredible for me this season and for the club. And, you know, it's our job, if you do make a mistake, to get you out of it. And the lads have got him out of it today. You know, he is a fantastic goalkeeper and he'll learn from that. Devastated, but we've won. We've won well.
We were suggesting in commentary that, I mean, there was a lot of pace in the shot, let's be honest. Yeah. It was a ferocious shot. Mm. And most goalkeepers... Once it went away from him, would have got the second opportunity to pounce, but they were quick. They were very quick. And you know, but then he goes and makes a double save. I mean, that is two worldies. So, you know, you can forgive him completely.
I've forgiven him completely. You know, he's been amazing for us this season. The amount of one-on-ones he's saved, he's a fantastic kid, fantastic goalkeeper. And listen, even if we wouldn't have won today, I would have still been saying the same things about him. I think the world of him and, you know, he's let's just let him forget it.
Well, people would say to me, Swampy, let the manager talk. So I'm going to ask you a question and I'm going to let you then talk. Talk us through your thought process of the game today and how it went for you and what your overall satisfaction was.
So I don't know if people saw the warm-up. I came in there and I said, that's the best warm-up I have seen, you know, from the last few years. The lads were absolutely on it. I could see there was thunder in their eyes. The way we're moving the ball, I thought, I've got a really good feeling. We get off to a bad start, don't we? And then it's test of character. You know, and I said week in, week out, that this squad, as it grows together, it will get stronger and stronger and stronger. And you've seen, you know, when we hit back, I thought we were playing some great football. And I thought we deserved to equalise. And as the first half came to a close, I predicted we'd win 3-1 in the second half. And I said how we were going to do it. And, you know, I flipped Jordan out to the wide area, knowing that Charlie was going to come on because, you know, he's trained all week. And so we set up and then... When we made the substitution, yes, the goal, but then we went through a period of 10, 15 minutes. We were great. My frustration was after we scored, you probably could hear me, that we dropped...
Oh, yes, we could hear you.
Yeah, we dropped deep again. We stopped getting on the ball in the, you know, higher up the park, and then it became a fighting ball, and then we surrendered possession. Then we did our old, you know, adage, diving in on the edge of the box to get a free kick. We switch off our marker. I'm shouting, touch tight. Goals 2-2. But then, you know, cometh the hour, cometh the man. You know, we get a free kick. Tundy doesn't give it up here against Smalley. Gets his free kick. And I always say to lads, go and score on the back stick. Because if it misses everybody, it goes in. You know, and I was screaming it the other week when Donalds was taking a free kick. And, you know, he put it wider. If you go put it on target, it misses everybody, it goes in. Charlie Ellis deserved that. You know, he spent 100 games here and he's got a lot of plaudits here. For me, I think he's a wonderful talent. We've missed him in the squad. He's come back. He's a hero today. But all in all, I think we deserve to win today. You know, I'm not saying we deserve to win. Yes, they have chances. Everyone at this level is going to have chances. But I thought we were the better footballing team.
I think, Roy, you said, didn't you, in commentary, you said at the end of the game, you said that could have been a 7-6 in FC's favour. They had some very good chances. But the fact that we won 3-2, 7-6 wouldn't have been a fair reflection. And a great game for a neutral. I mean,
it's a tremendous game. You know, there's no two ways about it. The thing is, like, you know, within the five goals that were scored, three of them were goalkeeping errors as well. But the one on Wharton, he had a little bit of misfortune there. The kid cracked a cracking shot from the edge of the box that just hit the dirt in front of him. Yeah. And as it came up, it hit him in the chest before he had a chance to grab it. You could say that great follow-up by their forwards, but you could also say poor follow-up by our defenders.
Absolutely. It's a hard one to read, isn't it? He goes in that quickly. I think, you know, looking at play, can't really win. We win 1-0, we're not scoring enough goals. So we go a little bit more attacking, we can see goals and we score more. So it's no good for my heart, you know, I'll be honest with you. But listen, I'm delighted for everybody. It's a you know, someone just reminded me the last time we lost was first game of the season away from home. So, you know, we're putting some home form together now. Pleasing performance in midweek and another win here.
And how important is that? Because obviously we've gone on a good run. It came to an end. And Roy, yourself as managers, will always say, right, we need to dust ourselves down, go again, and let's start that run. So that's got to be really satisfying because it was an entertaining game.
Yeah.
There was a lot of good quality. There was a lot of mistakes. And those are the mistakes that you can work on in training. I think to go again and get that 3 points straight away.
You know, we go again, and that is key. But I look at the last 11 games, and if you're going to tell me I was going to lose two of the title favourites against South Shield and Warrington, and, you know, going to go on and defeat in the other nine, I would have taken that. So it's not about starting again now. It's about two defeats in 11. you know, we'll keep that. That record at any level of football is amazing. Today it was important that we didn't lose. Today was important that we got choosing out of our system. Thursday was great. And you know what? There's no better feeling. I've put it on my board, the 6 key points, and the bottom one, I've said basically there's no better feeling than winning. And if that doesn't drive you, then you're not for me. And the lads said that. And you know, at the end of the game, they just had a sing-song about FC, and it was great.
We got the 3 points. Would you have been very disappointed, or would you have taken good points?
No.
Well,
I would have been disappointed. I would have saved themselves there, because you can't do what we did there. You know, the game, we managed the game, control the game, no need to dive in, no need to switch off. It's 2-0. We've got to urgently rectify that. And it doesn't matter which combination we use, we're still not brave enough in both boxes. I'll still say that. We've got to die there. We've just got to prevent at all costs that ball crossing the line. But then, you know, we got the chance, and I would have felt aggrieved if we would have got a point. But I'll take that. And, you know, the fans' reaction at the end was great.
You've got a under-23 from Derby County in Babos. And a good introduction. He played, you know, he's had a couple of games now. What's he thinking about playing at this standard and finding how tough it is?
He loves it. He absolutely loves it. And, you know, I can't speak out of turn. I know we've got him to the 27th, but, you know, he really, really enjoys his football here. And similar to Paddy Wharton, he doesn't want to necessarily be playing 23's football. And I don't want to, you know, to his detriment at Derby, but he's loved it. And I think at times today, when you get him on the ball, he's such an exciting talent. Yeah, maybe he hasn't got that other side of his game yet, you know, that muscle, hustle and bustle that you get at non-league. But as a kid, you know, with the ability that he's got, and I can see, you know, when he's on a better wavelength with pros at Derby County, you can see how good he will be. But he's really enjoying his time here.
Is he enjoying the physicality? Does he like
he's going to get the hustle, bustle and muscle at this level, and this will stand him in good stead for his development.
I put my arm around before the game, I said, "Do you enjoy it?" I love it. I love being smashed. I don't get it in 23's football.
Yeah.
And it's just great for him. And, you know, him, Curran, you know, look at the reception Curran got when he went behind the goal. You know, he's given his all. You know, people sometimes say they come on loan to clubs and, you know, sometimes they hold a bit back. These kids aren't. These kids want to play for FC United.
Well, I looked right through the team, and the effort was there, and the quality was there, the enthusiasm was there, you know, the consistency level. I keep going on about this word consistency, even in the broadcasting. And today, consistently, from the first minute to the last minute, you was there.
Yeah.
You was in the play. You was in the fight. You was in the creation of whatever. And it was, you know, it was pleasing on the eye. We've got to take it into that next game, and then the next game,
absolutely,
and just keep picking at it all the time.
Because you have talked about, haven't you? You've talked about two different 45 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
On a number of occasions. So it must be getting pleasing now, where you've seen today a full 90 of doing what you want. I know there's a couple of things sometimes we switched off, and you've got to address those. But overall, 90 minutes of, well, 95, 96 minutes in the end, of pretty much what you want from your players.
That was good football, though, that weren't it today.
Good football. I want people to be brave. I want them to play. I want them to die for themselves out there. I don't want you to leave anything behind. And I think today they did that for each other. And I'm so proud of them. And the results will take care of themselves if they perform like that. We've got to get ready for Radcliffe in the Manchester Cup Tuesday night. And then big game next Saturday, United reunited against Buxton, you know, next week. And,
of course.
You know, we're going to take so much from this now today. And, you know, we are really looking forward to games. Now, games can't come quick enough for us.
Now, from our perspective, you know, I know from a manager's perspective, you've got every player out there, and they've all got 100% today. But there's two players in particular that we pointed out today that we just thought were magnificent.
Is it Potts and Doyle?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, I mean,
so they could be four.
They could be four. Real standard. And actually, talking of Potts, actually, because he played him in a higher role today.
Yeah.
And he was excellent. Don't get me wrong. But there was just two players that we looked at all through the game. Luke Griffiths and Adam Dodd.
Yeah.
I thought Griffiths particularly. Dodd was your man of the match, wasn't he? Mine was Griffiths.
Yeah.
Just absolutely epitomised everything you want to see in the team.
I've done a lot of work with Griff. You know, he came as an attacking midfielder. You know, he's more of a quarterback role, getting me brave on the ball and spraying passes. And, you know, he's been patient, and we've done loads of work in training on him. You've seen today, you know, he's gone out there, he's played in between the two centre-halves, he's got on it, he's moved the ball really well. And Doddy, you know why I signed him. You know why I went back to my old club. He's the best left-back in this league. I'm the one above. You know, no two
I like
about
him,
it. He's got a great job.
Yeah.
That's why he hasn't got any higher. But he loves it here. You know, and he's coming with me because he likes the way I manage. And, you know, I'm delighted for him. You see his reaction. He's an absolute
You see the consistency of Dodd in the last game, this game, and games I've watched him in previously. He's there all the time. He very rarely gives the ball away. Very rarely. And support down that line. He gives you that little bit of width.
And he's got really competition in Joyce as well. He's keeping him out. You know, Joyce is probably getting any team in our league at left back, but, you know, he knows he's got to be patient.
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, listen.
Yeah, let's go enjoy it.
You enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you.
Well done.
Cheers. Brilliant.